You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, Episode 56. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I am Rogue Schindler.
We've got a couple of tournament results today, and there's new cards up on the website. Let's talk about that.
Well, as we've been building up for the past month or so, we had a 15th anniversary 2E tournament, and then we had a 1E tournament more recently, which I got to say was a lot of fun.
I did have fun. I beat one opponent, I narrowly lost to another opponent, and I was handily defeated by the third opponent.
I you know, the way our game went, I have no idea which one of those I am.
Well, I won because in our game because I started... Because we played for an hour.
Which you gypped me out of 15 minutes.
Yeah, I gypped you out of 15 minutes. I didn't know that you guys had decided you were going to play for an hour and 15 minutes. So yes. When I started the timer, I set it for an hour and called time and started to put the cards away. And then, you know, after half of our cards were put away, it was like, oh,
yeah,
we should play for an hour and 15. I wish we had to put all our cards away.
And when time was called, I was literally seconds from scoring like 60 points.
Well, we will certainly have a rematch at a future date, but yeah. For this format, we had said we were going to play Federation, Romulan, or Klingon. That's it. Since this was 15th anniversary, we were, you know, using all those all the new cards from the set. You can only use those three affiliations and only in Alpha Quadrant. So, yeah. You played Klingons, lots of battle, right?
Yeah, I played Klingons and Romulans actually.
So you were getting a ton of free reports every turn.
It was disgusting. It was so much fun. I had every draw engine that I could think of in that format in there, and I didn't care if you mirrored it or not.
Yeah, well, that's because, playing cards for free, and I was...
Yeah.
Well, I was playing an all-star Federation deck, so I had pretty much all the good players from all the good eras. I had Picard and Sisko from the new set. I had Kirk from the new set. I had McCoy to nullify dilemmas, and I had a bunch of admirals. I just... Just did not have the card plays. It was very slow.
Whereas I had the opposite. I had pretty much anyone who was a free report in my deck, and it didn't matter what their name was. So I was drawing, you know, a crap load of cards. I had temporal shifting, and the Traveler, and Kivas Fajo, and anything that would let me get extra card draws, because I was playing a free person to the High Council, a free person to that has Tal Shiar, a free person that is a senator or a general to the office, and then, you know, still getting a card play out of it, which was usually a ship or an event. Plus, I was running ready room doors to get my captains out so I could come and fight you. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
For my card draw, I decided to go with Handshake as just my only card draw engine. And I put four copies. I played a copy of Palor Top to get it again. I played a copy of Nanoprobe Resuscitation to get another copy, or perhaps Personnel if Picard, the counterpart from 15th anniversary, was in. So I, against Johnny, I played that card six times, and it worked out. I think twice he decided to discard cards after I had been drawing and drawing and drawing.
Wow.
That was a really good engine for me. I liked it a lot. It's an incident that plays for free, so it doesn't cost you a card play, like the spatial time traveling shifting, temporal shifting. And it worked out well. The only caveat is you have to have less cards in hand than the opponent, which, you know, is fine. I typically did. The problem that I found with the feds, even though all my people were good, only a few of them played for free. Only the admirals and ambassadors. So I had Ambassador Spock. That was nice. You know, he has a lot of skills. I had a couple of random, you know, admirals through the ages. Admiral Cartwright, Admiral, you know, Janeway. She saved me against you with that download, a special download.
Believe that ablative armor just
that
totally
saved
your hide.
Yeah. And against you was the only game I saw her. So, and I was facing down the scimitar and all kinds of the Prometheus from Johnny. I was running away from them the whole game.
Yeah, I think everybody but you was running a Prometheus.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the problem with the Office of the President is you get a lot of there are a lot of personnel who will report for free, but they are virtually identical. They're all
yes. I had PIPs, oh, I had plenty of diplomacy
officers, and leadership. Diplomacy leadership, but that's about it. Whereas you know the Romulans have two Office of the Proconsul and the Continuing Committee, and that gives them a vast diversity of skills. The High Council member lore caveat from the Great Hall gives the Klingons a more diverse, you know, not as good as the Romulans, but certainly more than the Federation. So given that format, especially given how much attack action there was, I was pretty sure was going to be happening. I went with the one that I thought was going to give me the biggest advantage.
Oh, yeah, with everyone in the Alpha Quadrant, it's not like you have to chase them down. They're going to be in your kitchen.
Yeah. And I totally, I had a lot of fun playing cards that I never played before because of that set of the format, knowing that there's likely going to be at least one Federation player throwing in that Maman Picard to bring you to what inevitably would be in my end of the space line because you're probably going to be as far away from me as possible, throwing in the prefix code interrupt. So, you know, if your opponent is playing the same affiliation as you, you get a huge attack bone, but otherwise you get nothing. So, you know, you would rarely play that in a game with, you know, like 12 affiliations. But knowing that I got a 1 in 3 chance, a 2 in 3 chance since I'm playing two affiliations, that was pretty cool.
Well, Johnny managed to win all three of his games and go undefeated. And you and Thomas both won two of your games, is that right?
I believe I won two of my games, yes.
Right.
I defeated you and I defeated Thomas.
Okay. So congratulations to Johnny and thanks to him for running the tournament. We had a good time and 1E will definitely be back on the schedule again.
Now, after the 1E makeup games this week, you guys had another 2E league tournament here in San Diego. How did that go?
Well, let's say I decided to honor someone's request to have a few practice games before the tournament. then I had some makeup games for 1E, and then we had the tournament. So I ended up playing about 13 rounds of cards.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
that's a lot of trouble
by the end. I mean, I'll jump to the head to the end. I won the Tribbles game.
Well, naturally, you're the world champion of the world.
It's that was fun, but I threw together a kind of an updated version of an old TNG deck that I like to play, which is very low point, low requirement missions and ships that give bonus points. So it's the Enterprise C and the crashing Enterprise D. I think it's Federation flagship.
Yep.
Nah. And I had a fantastic time playing all of my games. But I lost the first two. one to Thomas's evil Cardassian deck, which did you have you played against that?
I was going to say I did a few playtest rounds against that deck myself. I was going to ask you what you thought about that.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. I also lost to Thomas's deck, but I narrowly defeated Johnny for like the first time in an age. but he was playing Ferengi, and everything clicked in my deck, so. But I had a great time. I know why I lost to Thomas, because he played Causal Recursion on me, and I had to solve a fourth mission.
Wow!
Yeah, and my deck is designed to get bonus points, and it just wasn't coming together. But it went. He played it early on me. I had maybe a card or two in my discard pile, and I'm playing, as I said, low point missions. So it was pretty brutal. Yeah. So.
Wow.
But that was great. It was a good time. We had four rounds. We had five players. Had a good time. And congrats to Johnny for having the highest strength of schedule at the end of the night with his one loss. He narrowly defeated, I believe, TK lost for the first time this year. And so he did not win the tournament for the first time this season. And so the tournament trophy got passed to Johnny. Thomas was playing the new Evec from the 15th anniversary collection.
Broken Evec.
He played it three times. He was using High Command Motivation to discard it and spend counters as if he hadn't played anything, you know, so he was getting it for free, plus one. So he played it, He killed him. He played it. He killed him. He played it. He killed him. Then he used
Mirror Darkly
to reshuffle his deck, and he played it again. He could play that card 9 times.
Yep. Contraire. If he's running 3 of X and 3 in a Mirror Darklys, he can play the card 12 times.
12 times. Yes. All right.
I didn't quite get
it off 12 times.
As you said, we playtested a bit before the tournament, and oh my god, I must have killed everybody in his deck at least 3 times. And I was just, I mean, luckily my deck was a lot of copies of the same people. So on the 5th and the 6th and the 7th Evek plays, he was just getting verbs or multiple copies of people I already had out. Man, still 3 or 4 captures right off the top. And
yeah,
even when I totally brutalized him, and if we were still keeping track of wax, I would have had like 30. and he was still right in the game the whole time. It was crazy. Yeah.
Well, and he was using High Command of Motivation not only for Evek, but if he didn't have an Evek to play, he was playing it on Tain, and all of his missions had intelligence, so he was drawing up and playing more. It was absolutely brutal. He was doing a 2-mission win with Labor Camp to score points because he obviously had a lot of captives. He ended up not having too many captives at the end of the game because he kept using them to, what was it, Corbin Entek or something? To kill all of my events.
It's a
well-oiled machine that he had, and it was brutal.
Really brutally efficient, which fits with the affiliation, I think. So I still think that card is way overpowered. But that was an excellent use of it. I think that deck would be good even without the Evek.
It was well put together, and I'm glad we faced it now, and he'll put it away until next season. But all in all, congratulations to Johnny for, I guess, winning the second tournament on the day, coming out ahead on differential. we should have used differential because actually, since there were only 5 of us, Johnny won 3 of his 4 games. Both of the Thomases also won 3 of their 4 games and played the same opponents. So it was a true tie, strength of schedule, opponent strength of schedule, all the way down the line. If I had been keeping... Wow. Usually I do keep track of differential, and this time I didn't for some reason, and because I was using old scorecards, and so it was a true tie. They had to arm wrestle for prize picking.
Now, looking ahead to our continuing Allegiance coverage, it looks like the personnel that they're spoiling have caught up with our intelligence. Now, we spoiled the Enterprise, the motion picture Enterprise, a few episodes ago, and we had some talk about getting to play somebody who costs 4 or more at -3 and getting to download it. And we rattled off the 3 or 4 personnel that could possibly target right now.
Yeah.
Looks like there's going to be a few more.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Yeah. It was the theme for the set, so we'll have plenty to choose from.
In the big article that Charlie posted, giving a flavor of Allegiance across the board, he spoiled Sulu and McCoy. And this week we've got Decker and Ilea, our two new crew members from Motion Pictures. Ilea could be all right, I think. Telepathy is something that TOS does not have a lot of.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm amused that she is the finest navigator in Starfleet and still only has 1 navigation.
Well, it's the original series. A long time ago, they didn't have developed enough technology for 2 navigation yet.
Sure. Getting to shuffle some cards back in your pile. See, this is another thing, and I've gone on and on about this, but Dekat Puppet, once again, great, I'll get some cards back from my discard pile, but I'm sure that the non-aligned 2-cost dude that everybody plays in their deck is going to already have taken the best cards in my discard pile and gotten rid of them. So that makes me less impressed with her ability. I think I'd just play her for 2 and get the skills. Decker obviously has great use for the TOS people, especially if you're mixing in some of the older folks.
Oh, yeah, he'd work well with... Well, it's only for people who cost 4 or more. So you can't use it with something like McCoy.
Oh, right.
So at least they caught that.
Yeah. But you can use it for, I guess, any of the new people. So that's something. I would certainly use it for, man, this Sulu is, I think, the best Sulu in the game right now. You know, he's got the standard skills and... I'll note to navigation.
The bestest navigator.
He's the bestest navigator in Starfleet. But when you play him, take your ship and put it at your mission.
Yeah. So you wait until you're aware when it has gone aboard.
Exactly. I was like, wait, does that really? Because
that'd be great. On this, even if you already have a route, you drop Deckard and then play him again.
Yeah. So that's really cool. I think that I don't know why you would play with any other Sulu. I've been a little nonplussed with the Sulus that have come out so far, but
you don't like the navigating through your draw deck.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Is that was that the theme they were going for?
Yeah,
like you know, healing your dilemma pile.
Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of McCoys, as dumb as the concept of the original series McCoy is, you know, dilemma removal as a doctor, which I think was stupid to begin with, but that card is too good. I still don't know why you would play actually with this guy at all.
The next person you play is cost -3. That's not bad.
You get one guy at -3, or you can get some dilemmas back. Or you can kill some people with Mirror McCoy.
Yeah, those are pretty tough choices.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going for speed and, you know, at the beginning of the game, you know, he probably could jumpstart you. I mean, because that's either another person free or another person with their upgrade or another person free with a card draw, you know, with a double card draw for using the text of Earth.
Right.
I'm going to go with the one I was playing in my deck list last weekend, Remarkable Man.
A Remarkable Man. I'm not going to be playing with TOS, but he's a good card.
Yeah. Well, on the subject of, we have just been sent by one of our field agents a new spoiler.
Ooh.
And I neglected to forward this to you because I just got it. But it is called Conflict. It's an interrupt. The picture is Data choking a rogue Borg, so you can probably guess what this is going to be.
Oh, is it dilemma manipulation?
Yeah, exactly. It's an interrupt. The text is... When personnel that the player on your right commands begin a mission attempt, discard 5 cards from hand or lose 5 points to draw 3 extra dilemmas and 3 extra in total cost on dilemmas. So it's kind of like a surprise machination. No. It's kind of like a surprise endangered. Yeah.
That's pretty hefty, especially if you know you have it and you know that you're going to need it next turn.
Yeah. Well, yeah. One of the philosophies that I've tried to keep up with, you know, in all the years of playing Star Trek is something that Chris Hurd had told me once in passing, which was, if you end your turn with 7 cards in hand, you're going to have that many more options next turn. So, you know, you spend your counters, you kind of do some mental math, and end up with 7 cards. Now you can, you know, discard for Exclavian Drama or whatever. Or this, discard 5 cards from hand, or lose 5 points. I like it.
Yeah, 5 cards instead of 5 points.
So it's got options, unlike Endangered, and your opponent won't see it coming. So I like it a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. The lore is stop it, stop, 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 stop.
I like the performance of Data from the Holodeck for that too.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, that's all the intelligence we have for you this week. On behalf of our producer, we're going to give our big holiday shout-out to Warp 11. I'm Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dave.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will draw 56 to end. I forgot to tell you. The evil deck that Thomas had is one of the ones that I playtested against before the tournament that he wanted a couple practice games.
Mm-hmm.
I beat it.
How?
So a while ago, I had put together this Borg deck to give to a new player. So it was pretty much, I started by taking my deck, my good Borg deck, and Johnny's like regional winning Borg deck. and I took out all the hard cards, all the events, all the interrupts, pretty much anything that made things difficult. And it just left with personnel. I had like one or two events in there, like regeneration alcoves or something like that. But it was just stripped down. It was, you know, less than, I don't know, maybe about 40 cards. So it didn't have anybody that I really needed in it. So he kept taking drones, and I'm like, sure, whatever. And when it came time to do a mission, he hit me with two leadership or diplomacy type dilemmas. I think one was personal duty, and I had Locutus out. So I scored 10 points, scored another 10 points, and then he solved his mission, I solved my mission. And as you know, his deck is really small. He goes through it quickly. He was ready to play an Intermirror of the Darkly, but he hadn't, so he had no cards in his deck and had like a 5-point lead. So I went and attempted a mission. I used the queen to swap out some lame drone that can interlink skills, and I decked myself.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awesome. So, full win.
So you were up by 5 and just interlinked out to deck?
Yeah. both out of cards, so full win. Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I will interlink 56 cards to win.